from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Now back to the 2024 Red and Gold Summit, live from Fremont Bank on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we're back at it. Let's go. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Red and Gold Summit, Fremont Bank, the host. And my gosh, NFL royalty keeps on just rolling on in. Oh, we go from Guy McIntyre in the building to Lorenzo Neal is in the building. And Lowe will probably jump on here in a little bit, but let's keep on rolling. Red and Gold Summit, all three shows together for a full 2 hours. Bonte and Joe, Steiny and Goo, Willard and Dibbs, and you. We appreciate you being with us, especially those of you on site. And speaking of those on site, you can help us get into this conversation right now by making some noise, yay or nay. And the question is, are you 100% sold on Brock Purdy as your franchise quarterback? Who says yes? Who says no? Okay.
Wow. That's about 99-1.
Two of you put your hands up and didn't make any noise. That's cowardly. You got to make some noise. You got to make some noise. All right. Where are you on Brock Purdy, Goo?
It's funny. We talked about this today. I believe if he didn't elevate his game at all and you ran back his first 2 years, that would suffice. It was good enough to get it done. Now, Steiny was like, he's got to up his game. I hear you, Bonte. I'm not mad. I get that. You want that. But I think he's the real deal. That's where I'd leave it right there. He turns in the same performance as he did last season. The Niners, he wasn't the reason they lost. And I was impressed at how he handled himself in the Super Bowl after Bonte taking a test of this, watching it 40 times. 41 today, we watched it in the boss's office.
Listen.
Let's try Steiny watch it.
You get credit for everything you do and everything you don't do. Thank goodness Brock went on the end of the Green Bay drive that he did, because that's actually the game, right? If they lose that game, I think that's the game where people are actually really quiet, because he wasn't good in that game.
Savage dropped the pick six.
Yep. Joe, where are you on that?
On Brock Purdy?
Yeah.
I think he's an excellent player. You know, I think he's really, really good. It depends on the day. The thing that I think we do in sports is like, oh, can you make the extraordinary play? No, the reality is the majority of sports is, can you make all the ordinary plays? And the guy makes a ton of ordinary plays, and he makes them look easy. And then every now and then he'll extend and make the extraordinary play. I think that, you know, the guy is an awesome player. He perfectly fits what Kyle Shanahan wants to do. He obviously understands all the ball fakes. He's super accurate. I think he's a great player. Toughness, he's got that. Leadership qualities. I'd like to see Kyle allow him to do a little more at the line. He did it in a couple preseason games where he audibled at the line, which I really liked. But ultimately, quarterbacks are going to be judged. Do you win high-level games at the end in January and in February? Jimmy Garoppolo's not here because of injuries and because of poor fourth-quarter performances in the playoffs where he went MIA. I feel like Purdy has already way surpassed what Jimmy was, but there's still, can you win the big one, right? It's the same thing with Kyle Shanahan, and that question's going to be out there. But I love Brock. I think he's a stud.
Is he the franchise quarterback, though?
Absolutely, but the NFL's different. Like, we just said that Russell Wilson was the franchise quarterback in Seattle and in Denver. A couple years later, even though they gave him $150 million, you know, new guy
but
came
Butch,
in.
He's already in the Hall of Fame, though.
What?
But like, so maybe Deshaun Watson is a better example.
Okay.
I have no idea what we're going to see from that guy ever again. Like Deshaun from 4 years ago could just be reborn at any time, or he may be awful.
Well, I think it was more this, like, even if they give him some exorbitant amount of money, he's probably the quarterback for at least 2 or 3 years at minimum.
Yep. Right.
But the NFL right now, and Bonte and I have been talking about this, it is not for long.
It's
and
year
more
year
than
league.
Ever, it's year to year.
Wow,
and with the salary cap exploding and seeing teams eat dead money, it started with Todd Gurley. We're seeing it maybe with Kirk Cousins this year. Saw it with Russell Wilson. Teams are more than ever willing to swallow cruddy money to find something else. He's the quarterback until Kyle decides he's not.
Yeah, I think when you're talking about eating money, I think about calamari, and I say calamari because Lowe's here. Kyler Murray, for those of you who don't
count him out, Dibs.
If you don't speak, Lowe Neal.
No, sneaky.
If he has another sneaky year and they want to eat that, it's about almost a nine-figure eat.
And so they'll do it.
I don't know if Arizona will because it's Arizona.
Well,
but the Niners, and we've seen Jed York go into the pocket. If it doesn't work out after they give him the bag, I could see them maybe making an evasive move, but I do think he's the guy. You can't do what he did even in a small sample. And when does the sample become medium, guys? Like,
it's medium already.
At what point?
He's in his third year.
I mean, he's at, 24 total games, I think? So.
Well, 30 with the playoffs.
Right. So at what point do we leave that behind? I think they're already there.
Where are you sitting on all
well,
this?
Well, like me with chicken wings. I don't leave no meat on the bones. That's like my mag right here.
That's
man.
Impressive.
Leave me something
I see
right
you
now.
Got one no,
sauce on the jersey.
Out toothpick.
You did it without any napkins, too. What the hell?
I mean, wow.
And a white jersey.
Leave
really
me something
good.
Here. I'll say this. When I watch 49er football and I'm watching the quarterback, like when Jimmy was quarterbacking, when I was with BSNG, we said, hey, look, there's going to be 5 to 7 throws. You're going to have to brace yourself for. It's going to happen. He'll no throw. After week 2 against the Rams 2 seasons ago, I say, wow, I'm no longer worried about the quarterback. The quarterback's functional. He makes all the throws. Mm. He makes plays. He had a 2-minute drill before halftime with no timeouts, down 17-10 in that football game. They go down to score. Kyle elects to go for it on the final play of the drive or final play of the half. They score a touchdown. They win 30-23. Since that moment, I don't really have any concerns. Now, there are some moments where it's like the Green Bay game. We're like, damn, Jimmy, like, you got to get this together. I mean, damn, Brock, you got to get this together. But otherwise, I feel really good about him as a franchise quarterback for now. Now it could change a year from now, 2 years from now. But for this year, I feel really good about the quarterback.
Steiny, you got any reservations?
Is he a franchise quarterback?
Are you 100% sold? 100% sold.
I won't be 100% sold until they pay him. Until they pay him.
That's an interesting answer.
Honest to goodness. And the one thing that I keep thinking about is, how many quarterbacks has Kyle gone through in his 7 years here?
He Poyer, C.J. Beathard.
Beathard, Mullins.
Poyer.
I'd kind of argue Jimmy was the first one that they actually tried to marry, though.
Yeah. Well, they tried to marry Kirk Cousins, for crying out loud.
But they didn't get to it, though.
No.
They weren't married to him. They were forced with the side chick.
Wasn't a match on Tinder.
They were looking for the side chick. You know what I'm saying?
They were building up other parts of the roster before the quarterback thing sort of became available.
Didn't they leave themselves a lot of outs with Garoppolo?
Yes. Every year.
They always do.
Yep. And so, well, will they with Brock?
I don't know. They try.
They
I
did mean, it with that... Kaepernick prior, too. Kaepernick had big opt-outs every single
exactly.
year. Parag is great at what he does.
Well,
he's a stickler, but he does make some great contracts.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I do think that Jimmy is the fairest way to look at his first quarterback. And we have to put it on him, too, that he tried with Trey Lance.
Yep.
That whole debacle with the three first to move up. Luckily, honestly, if you think about any other franchise, if you don't do what they subsequently did, he's so fired, he's not even a coordinator
Dibs,
anywhere. He's coaching high school.
I'm convinced they were going to make a move for Aaron Rodgers or for Deshaun Watson, and they were loading up the picks for ammunition, and then the Watson news came out. B and I have talked about this a lot.
Yeah, they were in on Watson, I think
they were all in on Watson.
Oh, for
and
sure.
I think
yeah.
that,
for sure.
You know, Trey Lance was kind of like a C
because,
option.
Because with Watson, Shanahan remembered, like, boy, I moved down from 2 to 3. I didn't select the quarterback. I selected Solomon Thomas and Reuben Foster. I see Watson. He balls out in Houston. Mahomes balls out in Kansas City.
Didn't even go to his pro day.
Didn't even go to his pro day with John Lynch. Calls him saying, hey, this Mahomes guy's pretty good. We may need to rewrite our whiteboard. And Shanahan, and I was like, don't say that, John Lynch. Don't say that out loud. Because now you got the fandoms going, wait a minute. We could have had Mahomes.
Yeah.
So I do believe they're out on Stafford.
So I was going to bring
Stafford.
That up. They, yep. That's the next one.
The Cabo trip.
Brady?
Yeah, many well, times, Brady.
The guy I wanted? Brady?
Maybe Tom next Brady? Time, too. I mean, Tommy's still out there getting loose.
Yeah, last year the story came out, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Brock, we're going to bring Brady in. I'm going to learn from
him. I think if Brock, I don't want to say it out loud, but if Brock, if something were to happen to him this year, I think
Dobbsy, they call Tom again.
I think Aaron Rodgers is on the table.
I think Kirk Cousins is on the table. The Super Bowl. Yeah.
When Tom said 3 weeks ago that I will not rule out returning, it was the first thing I thought of.
Mark, the play-by-play guy, okay, said, I wonder here, this is halftime, not the Green Bay game. I wonder if they go to Sam Darnold in the second half. You think the play-by-play guy is just coming up with that old willy-nilly?
Wow, man.
He's getting that from somewhere. I couldn't believe that.
To be fair, the play-by-play guy, former co-host.
As a thrower of the football.
He loves Sam Darnold so much that he thought Sam Darnold would be the guy. He said it earlier. Says, boy, Sam Darnold gets his playbook. He may not be far behind Brock Purdy. So, you know, the quarterback position makes us all crazy.
Then he lost to Carson Wentz.
Willard, I got to add this because Stoddy brought this up today real quick here. And it stuck in my craw. So... You handpick Brock Purdy is your guy. Stoddy today, they drafted him. He's your guy right now. Huh. If you pay him and put that ring on his finger, you no longer, not Stoddy or the Stoddies in the world, can say, you lost that Super Bowl because you went up against Mahomes. If you identify after this season Brock is your guy and you pay him accordingly, that has to go away. It can't be, Purdy's not up there with Mahomes. If you choose to put 50, 60, whatever it takes, and Brock Purdy's your future, your franchise quarterback, Steinies of the world can't say, why did you think you were going to win the game? It's Mahomes against Purdy.
Okay,
Purdy now is married.
But two thoughts on that. Do you, like, let's go all the way back to the Michael Jordan era in the NBA. Do you do that with Charles Barkley and Patrick Ewing? Or do you say, they were going up against Jordan?
I say they were going up against Jordan.
We may get there. We may get there where it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. You shrug and go, you're going against Mahomes. But here's
Michael never went game 7.
Well,
the Niners went overtime and had a 10-point lead in the fourth.
Here's where I'll agree with you. What you're saying, the whole like, he was going up against Mahomes.
Yeah.
Nobody does that for Lamar. Nobody does that for Josh Allen.
Well, damn.
Nobody
That's
does that for
point.
Joe Burrow. They don't say, you're going. No, they hold it around.
We elevate Burrow for beating him.
He did.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess that's the next step for Brock Purdy, elevating teammates, right?
Correct.
We saw during the 3-game losing streak without Trent and Debo, they went 17-17-17. He threw 5 interceptions. Now, I don't blame him. He's only in his first full season playing quarterback last year. So I was like, yeah, I'll give him a pass. Still a young guy. But that's the next step in terms of being a franchise quarterback. Like, right now, he's the guy. But if you pay him all that money where Jed York says, hey, we're going to reset the quarterback market, which tells me that Jed York's not hurting for cash right now.
Right.
That's another situation.
Never will
he just
be.
Broke off about $100 million over the past 2 weeks.
He's broke off like $450 million.
Out of pocket.
So when you do pay him, that's where it's like, hey, Brock, You have to elevate the rest of the team. That's the next step for him.
Yep.
Ayuk is out, if Debo's out, can you function as a quarterback and help this offense score a lot of points?
Same point we made earlier. Once you get paid to be elite, you got to go be elite. And it's going to be the same thing for him. Okay, new question. Dibs, you start.
Okay.
49ers, the best team in the NFC?
Are they the best team? Yeah, on paper. And unfortunately, the game's not played on paper.
I don't want on paper. I want in your brain.
Yeah, in my brain, they're the best team. Does that mean they have the best regular season record? Not necessarily. But come January, they should be the team that emerges and goes to the Super Bowl.
And who's the biggest threat?
The biggest threat, I think, is Green Bay. I think what Green Bay poses with the multitude of weapons, the comfortable quarterback who's now been paid, a good head coach who is from the tree and offensive-minded, and a team that only gained confidence last year, and they're going to go through the fires by the time these two teams meet, I think late November, Thanksgiving weekend Lambeau.
That's correct.
That's going to be a real litmus test game. The Niners have a bunch of them in that stretch.
Yeah.
Dallas, I mean, kind of.
Kansas City.
Well, yeah.
Kansas and Buffalo.
And Green Bay. December 1st. Yep. Yeah. To go to South Beach, Miami a couple days before Christmas.
It's a gauntlet in the second half.
Let's go to Goon next because you made a gasp. He said Green Bay and you huffed and shook your head.
It was about the Dallas point, and I heard Bonte kill him this morning. He was right. Like, that, this little rivalry is hurting right now. But to me, I want to say in my heart the Rams, but I'm going to say the Philadelphia Eagles.
Start with the Niners. Are they the best team in the NFC? You're hesitating.
He's making a sour lemon face.
That's a hesitation sensation.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to be real. I keep it real when I say it. I don't feel that way right now.
Who is?
Greenlaw's injury to me is his chance. I said the Eagles, and I'll say the Rams. I'll go those two, I think,
name
were in front of
them. Name a defensive player on the Rams.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't like that. Hey, Bush, I didn't like that. I get that 10-2 every day.
Well, we did. We liked that a lot.
I'm sorry.
That was a good laugh.
The Rams, I'm telling you, are going to be a problem, and they beat the – I like McVay. And the Eagles are talented, and they have some stuff going on. Well, now you add Barkley, and Sirianni kept his job. I think they're on a mission. I just don't like Greenlaw and the fact that I believe my man's calf is more serious than people are letting on. And
why do you think that?
Because it was an issue, and they kept him out. Like, this
what
is not
tells
Madden.
You that's an issue? You like the Rams. They keep their whole team out of the preseason.
I get you.
Like, if Christian, like, if he had a hangnail, you'd be like, forget the preseason.
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
The last time McCaffrey got 200-plus touches back-to-back seasons, he got hurt that next season, which would be this one this year. And what I don't like about Kyle last year saying when a reporter asked him about McCaffrey's touches, I don't even count. There ain't even a ticker. There needs to be a ticker because you never use guys after him. He is everything right now to this offense. And I'm not saying or I want him to get hurt, but if he did, I'm worried.
Steiny, you think they're the best team in the NFC?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
They probably are.
And who's their biggest threat?
I think Philadelphia, maybe Green Bay, maybe Green Bay. But I think the point, like, the one thing, and I'm going to switch a little bit here. Like, isn't the big thing with Purdy? You know what? You like Brock Purdy? You know what? He's pretty good. I like Brock Purdy. Okay. Let's see how much you like him at $50 million a year.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
That's four summits away from now. Can we do this summit first? Before we get to the 2027 summit?
The next summit needs to be at 8 a.m.
Because
8 a.m. next summit.
I'm in because, next summit at 8 a.m.
Because it's
in the city, Matt.
It's important for this year. And what I'm saying is, if the 49ers fall short this year, you're telling me you're going to go make Brock officially your franchise quarterback, and also acknowledge at the same time you're going to have less talent on offense.
You may. With the way the salary cap is manipulated, you have no idea how it works. So, to your question, do the Niners have the best roster? I think the Niners are better than last year. Their quarterback room is deeper. I think their defensive line will work together better. Now, linebacker could be an issue early on.
I like the young linebackers.
But you know what? We love D-winners. Bethune from Florida State. Devontae Campbell's got a lot of pressure on him. We'll see about that. Offensively, I think they'll just build. But I was just in Philadelphia, and a lot of Eagles fans, Jason Dumas, shout out to him, he got married, and a lot of Eagle fans were there. And they knew exactly who we were. Oh, you guys are the boys from 95.7. They have their eyes on the 49ers. Well, I have my eyes on the Philadelphia Eagles because nobody is talking enough about the Saquon Barkley move. They have a legit three-down running back. They're pissed off from last year. They haven't said anything. They're laying low in Brazil. I got my eyes on the Philadelphia Eagles, and I think when it's all said and done, they'll be there to challenge the Niners for their supremacy in the NFC.
Let me tell you something about a dynamic of a quarterback getting paid, and I mean this. In Philadelphia, they are way more skeptical and concerned about Jalen Hurts than 49er fans are about Brock Purdy.
But they booed Santa Claus in Philadelphia. They're skeptical about everything.
They lost Shane Steichen. They lost Shane. This goes back to losing their coordinator.
They don't like
Sirianni. Jalen Hurts doesn't respect Sirianni's X's and O's. That's a totally different conversation.
That is horrible.
And that's Philadelphia fans. They freak out about everything.
And
I love the Philadelphia guys.
They don't like
Philly Sue. I lived with him for 5 years. I'm like, dude, relax.
Lost the center also. Lost his future Hall of Fame center. Well, how do you answer it? You think they're the best team in the NFC?
They are. They're the best team with the best coach in the NFC.
That being said,
they've beaten Green Bay multiple times, different iterations. They beat Jordan Love. They beat Aaron Rodgers with LaFleur. They have beaten Detroit. Just say it out loud. Jared Goff and Dan Campbell are going to beat Shanahan and Purdy?
Close last year. You know what, though? Give Detroit credit. That was their first taste of the playoffs.
Okay.
And they scared the living daylight out of every single 49er fan in that stadium and on the couch. And they're going to get better.
Well,
their players are going to get better.
See.
And they're going to taste. And Dan Campbell.
I don't trust Dan Campbell's X's and O's in a short week in the playoffs against Shanahan.
That was the game management last year.
The only guy that I fear.
But that's what they do. They drop the fourth down pass. Reynolds catches the pass. They're going to 31-10. No doubt. Game over.
I also want to give you one note on Detroit.
Yeah.
Because you've been in big on scheduling. When Detroit comes here on December 30th, second to last week of the season, that will be only their third outdoor game all year. Their third and final outdoor game all year long.
But they're built for outdoors, though.
The way they play, their
offensive line is one of the most physical offensive lines.
I can honestly say they're sort of built for this.
Jared Goff. Come on. They had the Niners down 24-7.
My point, I'm not saying they can't play outside. I'm saying that they play very well inside, and they get that.
But that's
all
a tough division.
Year long.
So they can hold field advantage. No doubt.
Here's what I would say: like the 49ers have one combination that I am really petrified. It's Stafford McVay, the team, the combo beaten them in an NFC Championship game. They've got what they were looking for. They got that opposite receiver, a Cooper Kupp. They have a ton of rookie and second year defensive players. They got a white boy linebacker goo that you're gonna love.
Yeah.
All right.
And they got two white boy receivers that are balls.
Absolutely.
But you know what? We did this with the Rams going into the playoffs. Even Baldy came on the show. The team to fear is the LA Rams.
It is.
And they bowed out in the first round and went out to Detroit. I am so sick of the Rams. The Rams won one game against the Niners. That was the most important game.
The Niners own
the freaking Rams. The Rams, McVay's Shanahan's son.
He has a Super Bowl. Can he really be his son?
I'm stuck on the fact that Puka Nacua is white. I didn't know. Where were you going with that, dude? But anyway. This is the summit in Fremont. Say hello. The Red and Gold Summit, thank you for all being here. We're nowhere near done. I want to go through each guy, though, and get an answer to this question. For the Niners to win a Super Bowl, and Bonte, you go first.
Ooh.
For the Niners to win a Super Bowl, blank needs to have a career year.
I'm going with Nick Bosa again.
Wow, man.
I'm going with Nick Bosa. He's got to have the year he had 2 years ago, and he has to dominate to the point where offenses don't even want to draw play-action passes his way. They don't want to run the ball his way. They want to double or triple team him, which frees up Leonard Floyd and Hargrave. My guy, number 97, Nick Bosa, has to have a monster-slash-career year for the 49ers to win that Super Bowl.
So if you're going to take him, I want to take someone like Jair Brown, who's going to be in the back end of that defense. But I'm going to take Brandon Staley and Nick Nick Sorensen. Wow. A combination of them. If the Niners can get back to being a top five defense that's humming on all cylinders, and you have this secondary to go up against the Eagles wide receivers, the Rams wide receivers,
the Packers,
Detroit,
the Packers,
that is what can separate the 49ers defense from all those other defenses. So I'm going to say Sorensen in his first year with Brandon Staley.
Dibs.
Deebo Samuel. He's a game changer. He's a chain mover. And when he's healthy, their offense is completely different. Mm-hmm. The pre-snap motion, the jet sweep. You can be the running back. He's the yak boy. He's the boombox carrier. He matters so much more than just the catches. Brandon Ayuk is going to play. He's going to do exactly what he did last year, I would imagine. He's reliable. If McCaffrey's healthy, he's legit. Purdy is solid. If Deebo elevates and has a career year, your offense becomes unstoppable.
Well, the best friend.
That's for love.
The best friend of a good offense is obviously a great defense, and we hear cliches like defense wins championships. I'm going to answer that by saying Fred Warner, because that's the spot of my concern. Is Fred has been able to be the best linebacker in football at times because he's next to Dre, and now he's not, and I don't know what they're going to get out of that other position. I like D also, but we'll see how that thing all shakes out.
Save that sound.
Yeah, Fred.
I like him,
but I need, Fred's going to have to be next level.
Save that back there in the studio.
Yeah, that's for you.
He's blushing.
Go ahead, Steiny. Who's got to have a career
here? You can't take Juszczyk, Steiny. You can't take Juszczyk, all right?
He's down on Juszczyk.
Well, look at
be careful talking about fullbacks. We got one in the building.
Yeah. Well, we got a real fullback in the building.
Wow.
We got a guy who actually carried the ball, not as a decoy. Anyway,
have you answered any of the questions that we've asked yesterday?
Purdy.
Every time we bring something up, you're like, so I saw a movie yesterday. Like, what are you doing here today? Go ahead.
All the guys you mentioned, they're terrific players. They all have a track record over years. Deebo, we know what he is. We know what all the 49ers are. We know what Brock Purdy is, but he's only done it for a year and a half. To me, it's got to be Brock Purdy.
What if he has a bad year but a great playoffs? Is that a career year? Like, Flacco, for example, had one of the great playoff runs I've ever seen. Eli Manning, great playoff. I'm just throwing that out there.
No.
Because Mahomes didn't have a career year last year, but in the playoffs.
Well, I think it's highly unlikely. If Purdy has a bad year, that means they're probably going to go into the playoffs as a 5 seed or, and that's going to make it tougher. Let me tell you who it's not. Trent Williams. That's who it's not.
Why are you down on him?
Why do you say that?
The only man in the world is down on him. You see his mastiff dog, that big old black dog he
has? Oh, he's got a dog? Oh, he's got a big dog?
Yeah, that dog.
Oh, well, he's the greatest lineman of all time. Trent Williams.
Your take only counts if you say his name twice.
Right. Trent Williams. Trent Williams.
Guru. I'm going to shock you guys, and I find this as a fundamental flaw.
Jake Brendel.
About this player that wears number 85. And if he didn't play another down in the Niners, on the Niners, I would remember him for that New Orleans game years ago down in the Bayou. And watching the receiver doc, and I'll wrap it up on Netflix, lets me know this is the ultimate team guy, but he can do more. I'm not telling you he's Travis Kelce, but he has hands. And my last time mentioned in the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame, being Bonte's plus one, the great John Taylor said he's told Kyle he would like the Niner offense to use George more in the passing game, and maybe that's my answer as to why their offense was so pedestrian all playoff long. So it's George Kittle. Forget blocking. That's not all his job. He can help you and be a mismatch downfield.
Yep.
So give me 85 more, and maybe you might be wearing some bling.
George Kittle.
Yeah.
Is anybody?
I love it.
Yeah.
Does anybody ever?
Don't hate
like
on
a
me.
Niner.
Does ever? You know the weaponry. Does anybody ever think? Okay, Brandon Ayuk. Oh, he's a great blocker as a wide receiver. Now you got George Kittle. Oh, he's a great blocker.
as a tight end.
What's your point?
My point is that who's your receiver? Deebo Samuel. He's a running back. Like, they don't have guys who fill traditional roles.
That's why they're so good. It's positionless football.
I don't know.
That's why Kyle's a genius. And
I like
remember,
that.
Was it? You'll remember the playoff game where they set Trent in motion, wiggle, 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 pow!
But Dibs, it only worked.
It worked once.
They tried to do it again.
I know.
The Rams
it so
on third and seven. And my dad,
I
knew you're
remember.
Running the same play.
I knew you'd
remember. They ran it with Juszczyk. They ran it with Juszczyk.
And then they didn't go for it on fourth and three. They kicked a punt, dropped it down at the two, and Tart missed the interception.
In the next play, Odell Beckham Jr., 30-yard catch, 15-yard
And that's when my dad started packing up the bag and was ready to leave. He goes, Jimmy Garoppolo get the ball.
Joe Shasky, the deuce, rest in peace. I'm glad he made it to the summit. I like your answer about Staley because I think Staley can maybe get in Kyle's ear. Hey, Kyle.
That's what I'm saying.
What about we go for it here, Kyle? Hey, Kyle. Fourth and four. What do you think?
Fourth and 11 at your own 11.
No. Quarter. Let's fourth and four at your own 43. Yeah.
Against the Raiders.
You know what, though?
Put Wisnowski on the shelf.
Like Presley Harvin.
I actually like Presley Harvin better
than Wisnowski.
No respect for Wisnowski. Respect for the kicking game.
Let's take this man off the shelf. Look who's joining us right now.
You look like you play right now, man.
Come on. You inspired me. I saw you running the stadiums, running the stairs, hands up, panting. You were getting it in.
Philadelphia.
True story. After you did it once, you said, I'll show you again. Let's go. And you had everyone. Hey. I mean, you had everyone's watching you. I was like impressed.
Hey, true story. Low Neal, Raiders training camp was like, Vontae, wake up and work out with me. I woke up and work out with Low Neal. Trust me, I almost died. And Low Neal was like, young man, I'm surprised you made it. I thought you were going to quit. In my head, I was like, I wanted to quit 15 minutes ago. But we made it, Lodell. He brought breakfast, too.
We did it.
He's the best.
I had a lot of great stories. Me and Goo, we went to a game together.
Oh, boy. Let me ask you a question.
Keep your shoes on, please.
Oh, my God. The pork rinds.
You were there, courtside.
Yeah, the pork rinds.
Yeah. Oh, so bad.
I'm surprised that Dip Fingers didn't fall off.
Hey, look like chitlins, man.
Low Neal. I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
What do you say about the guy? He's a legend. I think that this Kyle Shanahan, what he's able to do with the consistency, how he's done it over the years, that's hard to do. I know we're coming up short, you know, haven't won the Super Bowl, but to get in the playoffs, go ask a bunch of other teams how hard it is to get in there year in and year out and be successful.
Okay, you did that for the fans. Areas of improvement.
I think you got to get better on defense. I think last year your defense struggled. I think when you look at this year, you're going to play a team that's the Jets and a guy who knows your offense well, Robert Saleh, the things that he's going to do, Dibble, you know that. He's going to be, hey, Diddle, Diddle, let's bring them all up to Diddle.
No doubt. The offensive line's got to be able to keep old Quinn and Williams at bay.
Oh, they have.
I remember when you introduced me to Quinn at the Top Golf in Miami. And you were speaking knowledge. Oh. You were speaking life into young Quinn.
Oh, Dibbers with me.
Yes,
Ray
sir.
Lewis.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you should have seen Dibs. Dibs was the man.
Dibbers.
Oh, he was on it.
I was hanging out with Kelly Olynyk. This guy's out there holding court with everyone.
Steiny's got a question for you.
No, I don't have a question for you. But when Kyle Shanahan's name comes up, here's the one thing that is universal. He is completely respected by all his peers. Everybody who coaches in the NFL thinks he's
a great coach.
It means that he's doing things that other coaches admire and envy. And he's doing something different than other coaches do.
They don't make a ring for that, though.
Don Nelson knows that way.
That's his guy.
Don Nelson was
close. Yeah, they don't.
He said today, Missoula's a better coach than Don Nelson.
He asked me,
what do you want? I mean, what do we do?
I want a championship, Butch. I'll put it in perspective. I want a championship.
I know.
Yeah, that's all.
I'm just saying.
Butch, that's all I was saying. Lo, this is all the Shanahan stuff is coming up, and you know this, because there's what the NFL circle thinks of him, and that respect that you just referenced, Steiny. And then there seems to be something different out in the world of fans.
Oh.
To what do you attribute that?
I just think it's perception versus reality. When you just look around and you see all the fans are like, do they want him fired? No. you look at coaching. I think the talking heads that say, hey, let's win a Super Bowl. The Warriors look at the great dynasty now and they're saying, okay, get rid of him. Is Kerr there? What's going on? It's tough, man. When you're playing sports and you're a coach, whoever you may be, look at Belichick. Belichick, wow. Here's a guy. Look at his legacy. It was unbelievable. One of the greatest coaches ever. And everyone wants to talk about, well, was it Tom or Belichick? What came first, the chicken or the egg? I mean, you got to have great players and got to have great coaches. It goes hand in hand. If players win, yes, but you got to have coaches to make sure that you're being able to execute the plan. I mean, I've been on teams where you look at underachieved, that should have won Super Bowl. The Chargers.
Marty Schottenheimer, man. Do you see comparisons?
Wow, man.
No, the reason why, I hold Marty in high regard, right? But he didn't win big playoff games the way Kyle has. Do you see comparisons between Marty Schottenheimer and Kyle Shanahan?
You would have to say that you'd have to give. I love Marty. Rest in peace. Awesome guy. I'd run through a wall for Marty Schottenheimer. I mean, this guy knew how to get you fired up. And I thought, hey, playoffs, I think that later on in his career, he wanted to win so bad that sometimes logic went out. And sometimes players or sometimes coaches say, okay, they want to win so bad for the coach, you stop doing your job and you start trying to do too much. Marlon McCree, me and Dibs, we used to talk about all the time.
Marlon McCree.
Just fall down. Lay down.
Tell them that for the game, you love you. Before the game, you said,
I know. Okay, stop.
I'm sorry, I love that Chargers team, man. You guys are good.
And those are the things that you just like, look, fall down the games, but a guy's trying to do too much. Why?
Yeah. Trying to make a play.
But you got LaDainian Tomlinson to make the play with offense. 21. Man. You know, it's like lay down, let it go, let the offense come back and just kill the clock. And instead, you fumble the ball, give it to him on the short field, and it's over.
Yeah. So you bring up LT. How does McCaffrey avoid the 400 plus yard carries last year, the touches, the 400 touches, and do the unicorn thing that LT did?
What, LT, eight straight years
of 400 touches. How did he do it?
Well, you're looking at it right there.
Yeah.
Smooth sailing behind the big foul.
Yeah.
No hits at the first level. He's not going to say it, but there's been a lot of like internet stuff going around about LT's highlights, and I love to watch it because you see big old 41 sticking the big old money maker.
He was
the grilled
in the
cheese.
McNair, Doc.
Well,
take this.
No doubt.
I think a lot of it has to do, you got to be blessed, you got to be lucky, but you got to look at McCaffrey and LT. What do they have in common? I think people don't know. They don't take big shots.
That's right.
Yeah.
You never
elusive.
Yep. You never seen LT get just knocked.
Squared
you
up.
Don't really see that happen McCaffrey because they're able to get out of the way. They know how to get the last yards and get down. That's how you're able to do that. He's not like, you look at Jerome Bettis. Look how many times he used to care. But look, when Jerome would get close, what would you just get little? Get on the ground.
Damn
big as
Smith.
He was.
Yeah.
So you have to be smart. McCaffrey didn't play preseason for a reason. They're going to have to lean on him. They got to lean on him heavy this year because and it's going to start early. You got the reason why him and LT, I think, a lot of similar. They can do other things that a lot of backs can't do, and that's out of the backfield.
Yep.
You know that, man. What they do out of the backfield is just amazing.
Underrated, pass blocking in the backfield on third down, giving your quarterback time to throw the ball. Nobody talks about that stuff, Steiny, when it comes to blocking. McCaffrey, that's why Jordan Mason is
Steiner.
Wait, say what?
Blocking.
Blocking.
What about
blocking
matters?
McCaffrey.
Don't worry about it, Steiny. Thanks for putting your headset back on.
So you're saying McCaffrey has the luxury of running behind Juszczyk and Trent Williams.
Okay.
Listen. And Kittle.
This might be the most,
and Aaron
most important.
And
play with two left tackles, guys.
Get him back on the rail.
Get on the rail.
This might
be the most important question any of us could ask Lo Neal. And first of all, Red and Gold Summit, Fremont Bank, thank you again, all of you, for being here.
Let's go!
All three shows, and we're joined by the great Lo Neal. And I think you're a great person to answer this moment for the 49ers because you were on those Tennessee Titans that came a yard short in the
Dyson,
Super Bowl.
That's my bit.
Why you got to do that to Lo?
Because
they showed it in the McNair doc.
Yeah, because the 49ers just suffered a Super Bowl heartbreak. So you know better than anyone. How hard is it to get back up on to your feet and do it again after that?
It's tough. I mean, you saw the year before, Philadelphia Eagles go to the Super Bowl. Last year looked like they fell off a cliff. Wasn't the same team. It's hard to get back. It's hard to win in the National Football League. What the Niners have been able to do under Kyle Shanahan, get back to two Super Bowls, but also just being able to compete at a high level. You think about what they've been able to do the last 5 years. Yeah, I know everyone wants Super Bowls, and I think that they have the talent to do it, but their window we know is closing. We get that. Wow. You've seen they just paid Trent. You know, Debo's on the phone. You got to pay your quarterback. It's going to be one of those years. They got to figure this thing out. They got to find a way to get back. But, yes, it is very, very hard to get him back to the Super Bowl, and the odds aren't on their side. Let's be real.
Well, odds aren't on anyone's side, but
Kansas City, it is. I think when wow. you think,
even if like
you would know,
I mean, Vegas is going to pay you 6-1 if they make it.
But why so less odds? You look at Kansas City, what they went out and did last year. Posted, you guys talked about it. Last year was a year to hate. Kansas City looked a little down. You went out and got better.
Steve Young said as much. That was the year for the Niners to beat
the Chiefs. Though.
Steve Young kept it real, saying that.
Worthy, Hollywood Brown.
He told you that.
You got someone better than the Chiefs. Got a guy that's just as fast as not faster than the Cheetah Stein.
Oh, man.
Yep. Dibbers.
Yeah, tell him.
The seven straight championship.
He's from Fresno.
And one D4 outside from being eight, man.
Biggest threat to the Niners NFC?
Biggest threat to the Niners in the NFC.
Oh, man, it's three teams. Oh. You guys know that. You,
Philly?
I couldn't agree with you more. Go ahead. You
Rams.
Gotta say Detroit.
Ooh.
You gotta say Green Bay's not bad. And guess what? The Rams, they play good ball, and they're getting better.
Ask him, Shafley.
Shafley, where you
Van
at?
Van Winkle, the
no, you asked him a defensive guy.
Oh, yeah, Lowe's. Name one defensive player on the Rams.
You don't have to. Oh, he's like,
he's trying to put you in a corner.
No, I did it to goo.
Yeah,
he got
and he
me.
Couldn't name anyone.
Yeah, I got mad.
It was uncomfortable. It was awkward.
Yeah. So that's because you don't like their. You don't think they're having defense.
No. They're all
just
very
out. He wanted
their
name.
Players.
I couldn't give it.
They got a break, man. We do.
It's the Red Bank Summit.
Hey, Red Bank.
Coming up next, we dive directly into whether or not this year is going to end at the Super Bowl or not. We'll go through with the whole group. Glad you're with us. Red and Gold Summit on 95.7 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session. Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now back to the 2024 Red and Gold Summit, live from Fremont Bank on 95.7 The Game.
Come on, Fremont, let's hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are doing it. You did it today. Great job.
Sir.
Great job. Thank you for being here. And in fact, you can help us with our discussion up here by weighing in on kind of a fun question that I actually think we may get a lot of different responses to, and it's this. If the Niners were to go to the Super Bowl again this year, do you want to see the Chiefs again or not?
Hell yeah! Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
to beat the man, you gotta beat the man. Let's go.
Make some noise if you want the Chiefs again.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Make some noise if you're like, the Bills would be cool.
I'm in for anyone not named Mahomes. I'll just try something different. Right. You know? Hey, if the Texans make it that far, congratulations, we'll roll them. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I don't know about that. The Texans look scary.
I mean, I'm sure everybody would agree on, like, who cares, win the darn thing.
Of course.
Right? But, like...
Is Jerry West feel like that with beating the Knicks?
Oh man, I just like do we have Mahomes PTSD or no?
Yes, you should, because in the regular season it was the same story, and you get him again this year. So
he is, if I were ranking him, it used to be Brett Favre, and it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
To me, he's the ultimate Niner killer. It's not he's beaten you once, but twice in the Super Bowl, and you manhandled him for a good portion of both games, and then somehow he pulled the Joe Magic coolness. And he figured it out.
And so
to me, Brett Favre was the number one. Then it was Russell Wilson, but he was never, because he didn't knock you off in the playoffs the way Favre did.
The 1 year.
One time. Kaepernick.
But he kept you from winning a divisional championship.
To me, that was the Crabtree game, but I hear you.
To me, that was more about the Legion of Boom than it was Russ anyway.
Mahomes is like the Night King.
Mahomes is great. You're spot on.
I hate him.
But it's been a Shanahan problem in the second half. It's been a Shanahan problem. But that's
not
real, calling
the
timeout in the first half, letting 30 seconds, 40 seconds go off the clock, not calling the timeout. Calling four straight pass plays from the midfield with a minute 49 left and three timeouts when you don't trust the quarterback. Run the damn ball. Don't let Mahomes get another shot. Because if Emmanuel Sanders scores, there's a minute 30 left and Mahomes is cooking. Do you want Mahomes with the ball with a minute 30 left? No, we don't. And then last year, the Super Bowl, Shanahan, you just saw it. He coaches tight in certain times. So it's a Shanahan problem.
But if Nick Bosa wraps up, Shanahan's a champion.
And what about if Jimmy Garoppolo sees George Kittle down the damn scene? Like
more than once,
I get stuck on looking at what Jimmy Garoppolo has done since leaving the 49ers and just trying to figure out how the hell Kyle Shanahan took that man to a Super Bowl.
Well, that makes you fonder of Kyle.
It should.
Of course.
There's no doubt.
Of course.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think that's one of the things that's still sort of dogging Brock Purdy. Is because you see what Jimmy looks like away from Kyle. That's why people are hesitant to believe what they're seeing
honestly,
in Brock.
Didn't you get Jimmy G flashbacks to that Green Bay game?
For sure.
Jimmy doesn't have that drive at the end.
100%.
It's incredible.
Of course.
What would we be talking about right now?
In the fourth quarter of any playoff game.
He would have gone backwards. Like
six
he did in SoFi. Yeah. Yeah. No, there's no comparing the two. I get that. But I do think that's why some people are slow to come around to Brock.
But I would go even farther. Like, for me, like, I thought Kaepernick was going to be the man. You know what I mean? And at one time, a lot of people thought Alex was going to be the man or Jeff Garcia. And so, since Steve Young, there's been a lot of guys, he's the dude.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, they haven't been able to get it done ultimately in the playoffs, and it sucks. So every time you wrap your arms around somebody, the bottom falls out.
Yes, but I think that the bottom won't fall out as much now because you have what Alex Smith never had, stability and genius. And I sometimes think about
Brock's better than Alex. He's so much better.
But if Alex Smith was able to quarterback with Shanahan, how his career would have been different.
Yeah. That's a good
I don't know
point.
If he would have been a Super Bowl quarterback, but a lot of times you are the product of your environment. And today we talked to Greg Cosell, and the system quarterback thing, it should not be disrespectful. It's actually a praise of a guy who in that system can be successful no matter what the system is.
Yeah, but it's always whether or not he's the product of that system. It's no problem being a quarterback who runs your system, but is he a product of the system? And Greg, like, this is getting into the weeds a little bit, but the thing he was talking about in terms of how when a defense is disguising what it's doing, that Brock's reaction time to that and a pivot to what's next is next level.
And
he's
that's
elite
at that. Weakness.
Yes.
Okay.
Cap. Yeah, I think Lamar is not great at that. That's just me.
Jared Goff was not good at that.
I think that's why he's underrated, but that's a hard conversation to have in a barbershop or a bar.
Yeah, but when you say to people who are the best quarterbacks of all time, one of the first two qualities for both Montana and Brady is the brain.
Yep. Yep.
It's the pre-snap, post-snap recognition.
Yep. Wow. It's real.
So you were the most hesitant when we asked about, and I'm saying Guru for those of you who can't see us right now, the most hesitant with the idea of the Niners being the best team in the NFC. So let's get into where we think this year is going.
Okay.
And how do you see it?
They've been that team for 5 straight years. And what I'm afraid of is you need everything, or you were assuming everything is going to go good health-wise to be that again. But something happened to me in regard to my infinity of the Niners offensively and defensively, for that matter, starting with Green Bay in the playoffs. They kind of rectified that with a performance that I thought was worthy enough for a win on the big stage against the Super Bowl. But I am wondering now, if you play Detroit on the road, if you get Green Bay, who now might not be afraid of a Greenlaw-less defense with the Niners, those are just questions I have, Mark, about, and I'm not sitting here telling you I think Detroit's better, but I think now it's the fourth quarter of, we've had a lot of things go our way, and now you're going to be without Hufanga. You're going to be without Greenlaw. It's real.
Are those guys done for the year?
No, Greenlaw will be back midway through the year.
Oh, okay, but it's so funny to be you that has nothing invested in nothing.
They're gonna
miss the first 3 games.
No, big deal. It's bigger than that.
No, it's not.
You're the guy that says, "Hey, nothing's wrong with losing a couple Super Bowls and NFC Championship games."
More from
but
me
if you're
too,
emotionally attached to that,
the fight
that's
continues.
Heartbreak Hotel keeping you up at night, needing Blue Chew because you can't concentrate on what you need to concentrate on because the loss is hurt.
How many wins and where does the season end for the Niners?
11 wins and I mean this.
Don't answer it yet.
It's real.
The first thing we want to do.
That was your Kobe moment.
Before we wrap up. No, we'll come back. The first thing we want to do. We have some thank yous to send out.
All right, there we go.
And we want to start with all of you. Thank you so much for coming. Give yourselves a round of applause. And thank you to all the listeners as well. Those of you who have been to summits before, hopefully we'll see you at the next one if you couldn't make it. We have special thank yous to send out to Chairman Mike Wallace and CEO Andy Mastorakis and President Don Merrick and CMO Devin Johnson. And as we said earlier, Massimo's Italian restaurant here in Fremont, it was delicious. Sir. Absolutely delicious. You got to check it out. And I want to send one more time, the same way we started, a special thank you to you, Steiny,
and you,
Bonte, and Joe, for doing 2 shows today.
Appreciate you guys very much.
We love paid overtime, Matt.
Last thing is this. Each one of us, if I give you $1,000 to bet on one team to win the Super Bowl, all the odds are the same. Who are you picking? Guru, go.
I think it's going to be the first time we ever seen it, a three-peat from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs. Steiny?
God, I hate to agree with him.
You don't
really
have to.
You never do.
This is the Niners' year.
Yeah!
Wow! I am not a crook. That's the I am not a crook. Richard Nixon.
As always, Matt Steinmetz, man of the people. Yeah. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
We're going, fans. We're going.
I'm not following that. I'll follow it.
49ers, whatever.
There you go, whatever.
Shasky, what about you?
I've already got my bold take of the year. I got the Buffalo Bills making it to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And I got the 49ers beating the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Wow, good.
The old Chris Berman pick.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Honestly, we look, no digs. I know you guys all want to face the Chiefs. I get it. Believe me, I get it. Let's beat the Bills in the Super Bowl and then come back around and beat them for the two-peat. Let's go.
Let's beat everybody. Who you got?
I'm taking the Detroit Lions. My neighbor is on the staff, Cameron Davis. I'm pulling for you, Cam.
Man.
Cammy Cam. They're a good team, too.
They're a good team.
Yeah.
Bonte, bring us home.
Here we go. We'll be on Berber Street. I'm putting my money on the Niners.
Wow.
I'm putting my money on the Niners. $1,000 and let it ride.
Who are they beating?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
They're beating Kansas City
That'd
in the Superdome.
So yeah.
Wow. Again, thank you so much to Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. If you missed our first hour here on the Summit, it is coming up next, starting at 6 o'clock, right here on 95.7 The Game. Again, thank you, everybody. Take us out. The Red and Gold Summit.
Debo.
Let's play football.
Debo. Oh.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.